I'd like to welcome everyone out this morning. This is December 15th, 2016, regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to start this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Dear gracious Father, we just thank you for this day and for this opportunity. And we thank you for this season, Father, that we can celebrate the greatest gift, your Son. Father, I really want to lift up those, Father, that may not have families. I know this time of year is joyous for me and so many others, but for some, Father, it's a torture almost. And I pray, Father, for just peace and comfort for them. I pray that for those of us that are believers, Father, that you will give us an opportunity to see someone in need, whether it just be a hug, a kind word, something that will lift their spirits. And I just, that's all my heart. I ask, Father, that you be with our troops, Father, that are overseas, that can't be with their families for this holiday season and their families. Father, that you just give them a peace and a comfort. Bring them home safely. Thank you for those that serve us here, Father, every day and sacrifice their time and their lives daily. We ask that you bless us in our decisions. Keep us in your wisdom that we can make the right decision for our family. And we just thank you again, Father, for all the blessings that you bestow on us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. 2C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Payroll is approved. Election payroll.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
But I abstain. I'm going to say.
Item 2D are budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments.
Does that include the one for the Sheriff's Department, that emergency budget amendment?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
No amendment.
I don't see it.
Can we get it?
Did y'all bring yours up? Because I left mine on my desk. I'm sorry.
He's got this.
You got it right there.
I thought it was in there.
We got it on the radio.
There's one for the Sheriff's Department.
$2,000.
About the repeater in Dixie.
Yes.
$4,000, $3,000 and something. And I'm sorry, I left mine on my desk.
Here, you can have. You need mine.
When did this come across?
This morning.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I'm sorry. That was my thing. I gave everybody one and missed you.
Okay.
This morning. I apologize.
Things generally need to be done before 5 o'clock, and I don't. I'm not indicating you on the day before court. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
here, that, we need to sign this when we stand.
Oh.
Thank y'all.
I'm sorry.
Was this not listed on the accounts payable?
You want me to go ahead and approve it? Get them to add it? Those in favor of the budget amendments?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. E, your accounts payable?
Move to approve accounts payable.
All right.
And to include this balance?
Along with accounts payable, let's go to number seven. Discuss and take action to pay healthcare expenses for inmate attempted suicide at fully billed amount or in the alternative at indigent healthcare annual maximum. If they are an indigent resident of this county, then we are responsible for a maximum of $30,000. The total bill for this inmate is about $69,000. We have already paid $2,223. So it's up to the court, but I would say
what
that
would that difference be?
$27,776.36.
I'll amend my motion to, I move to approve accounts payable in addition to the inmate expense at $27,776.36.
All right.
Included in those accounts.
Second.
That motion is made by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item F is to accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, contract with NCIC for inmate telephone service, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Move to accept for recording stated items.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve recording those items. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those items are recorded. Item three is discuss and take action to approve resolution in support of the development and improvements by TxDOT of US 271 between Tyler and Paris. We have our representative for the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority here, Mr. Larry Morris. And with Mr. Morse, we have Mr. David Stevenson, who was our previous representative on that board. So, Larry, did you want to speak to the court on it? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Judge Fowler and Commissioners of the Court, the resolution that you have before you is a resolution to support the current projects that TxDOT already has on the books for U.S. 271, as Judge Fowler said, from Lamar County to north to Smith County to south. And one of the key things, if you look at the information that's included in that, the attachments, when you look at the daily traffic that flows through the old county, it's 20,000 vehicles a day. That's equal to the amount of traffic that's in 271 as you come out of Tyler. And there's that through Gilmer is the most traffic portion, except for that portion right out of Tyler, along the entire U.S. route. So as we look at the projects that TxDOT currently has, we want to urge TxDOT to push those forward as much as they can. They have, I think there's a total of $310 million worth of projects that are currently existing. Most of these are being handled out of the Atlanta district that includes Upshur County. So this resolution is just urging the support of the Commissioner's Court for these projects.
Thank you, Larry. Y'all have any questions? Well, as you know, Jeff Austin III from Bullard is the chairman of the Texas Transportation Commission, and so the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority believes that if we try to pass a resolution like this, we try to give it our support, then Jeff might be able to help us a little bit more.
Right, and we have other members of the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority also going to the different counties urging their support. So if we get support from all the way along the 271 route, we feel like that support will help Commissioner Austin as he pushes these projects forward in Austin.
Right. I'll make a motion.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution in support of development improvements
by TxDOT on US 271.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the resolution. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And I'm going to send, I'll send a signed copy to, can't think of her name, but. Yeah. Colleen, yeah. There's two copies.
Oh, there's two copies in it? There it is. Let me come back.
This is the one I want, yeah, I want this one.
And following it, let me, this has to be signed, done and filed in.
Thank y'all for coming up and helping me explain it. Thank y'all for going to those meetings too. I know they're not always exciting. This is for the record. Item four is discuss and take action to seek bids for road and bridge fuel, materials, and services. Andy, you will prepare the bid packets. And if I send them out now, do you want them back on January the 15th or January 31st?
The 15th will be fine. The 31st.
Okay. That'll give you 2 weeks and then award on the 30th or 31st. I can't remember which. I think the meeting's on January 30th. How does that sound to y'all?
Oh, yeah. It works for him, works for me.
So, receive bids by January the 15th, or we'd need them on the 14th at 5 p.m.
Do we need a motion for that?
Yeah.
I'll move that we seek bid for road and bridge fuel, materials, and services, and those bids will be due January 15th and awarded on January 31st.
14th at 5 p.m.
Oh, 14th.
At 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock. Bids will be due at January 14th at 5 o'clock.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burke, is to accept or seek bids for road and bridge fuel, materials, and services with the bids due by January the 14th at 5 p.m. to be opened in our meeting on January the 15th. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is discuss and take action to grant travel policy exception and reimburse Luana Howell and Fonda Leonard for travel and education expenses. In this case, Ms. Howell and Ms. Leonard went to school and they didn't get a PO before they left, and they didn't get an advance before they left. So the auditor wants the court to approve an exception to reimburse them.
And the reason that is because our travel policy changed.
On October the 1st.
Yes. So it was a little discrepant.
And they weren't aware of that.
Yeah, I'll move it. We might grant a travel policy exception to reimburse Luana Howell and Fonda Leonard for travel and education expenses.
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Groves to approve the exception and the payment of those expenses. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to change locks in the district clerk's office and pay for same from the courthouse security fund. Ms. Bunn asked for this because of the number of employees that have come and gone from our office.
Judge, they haven't been changed since Carolyn was the clerk, and there's been several employees come and go, and I don't know how many keys are out there. And our office hours are 8 to 5. We're open through lunch, and I'm there every morning at 7:30, so.
I just want to make sure that maintenance gets a copy of the key. We're having a problem situation with people not being able to get in.
He doesn't have a key now, right?
Has there been any fraudulent activity?
Well, we came in, we requested, I sent David an email, requested the lights to be changed, every evening when we leave, we make sure all the lights are out and everything, we came in the next morning, and all the lights that I had requested to be changed were changed. And then I received an email from David, and it said, are the lights to your satisfaction? So I would just, I mean, I have to secure the records. So I can understand putting maybe a key, a master key, and I discussed with James Grundy, and he said there needs to be like a master key maybe that two people go and get if they need any help. But we're there from 8 to 5 every day, and we're open during lunch.
Mr. Womble, did you want to say something?
It's my understanding that it's a trip breaker, and none of my employees have a key to our area. And somebody goes in and resets the breaker, which I wish wouldn't happen, but then the breaker comes on. But I have no doubt that Gene used to clean that area back with inmates, and they didn't have a key to it then. So in, as far as having a key to it, we're going to rekey the building eventually. New sheriff coming on. I'm all for a lockbox, whatever with keys in it. And if I'm not trustworthy to have a key, I'll go ahead and fire me again.
Just saying, I know Chuck Mears had a key to our office because one of my doors was locked, and I asked maintenance if they had a key. They said no, they didn't have a key. But Chuck had to our office when Carolyn was a clerk. And we had to go up through the, we had to remove the tile, and my clerk had to go over and down into the office to unlock the door.
Not real secure, is it?
It's not real secure.
Which door? Do you mean the main door?
In the back. Whenever I took office, I remodeled and everyone's in the back.
Okay, but now, you know, he doesn't want a key to your office.
Well, my office doesn't.
Okay.
But I mean, we're there if someone needs in to change bulbs for their room. I'm there at 7:30. And we're open during lunch. I'm there 8 to 5. I think that's the hours they call me for. I don't mind giving you a key or anyone else, but I did talk to Billy, and Billy said that they didn't have a key in his office. And he didn't think that I can secure the adoptions, criminal, everything that we have in our office.
Okay. What do y'all want to do?
I mean, I can't secure the records. Was
he talking about the new sheriff is going to rekey? Which is what?
Exterior.
I mean, just don't worry about it. Oh, he's going to rekey.
Yeah, I don't worry about it.
Okay.
I mean,
if there needs to be maintenance done, they can do it within the hours that they're here.
What about if there was something going on or emergency in the evening? Who after 5 o'clock? Who's getting in there? Who's going to get in there and do something about it?
If there's an emergency, they can call me. I mean,
that won't work. That's not going to work.
I have a key to the county park records, her office area. And I don't think there's any issue with her about that. But like I said, it matters not.
Yes, ma'am.
We've had this kind of batting back and forth for a couple of years now on keys at the Justice Center. And my suggestion, if it's okay with Karen, I mean, the people that I know that have left have been Tina and Nicole. So obviously another 2 weeks, 3 weeks won't make hopefully that big of a difference. But after the first year when Larry gets in, if we're gonna rekey the building, buy one of those. Hold on.
They just rekey in the exterior? Because Billy said that, I talked to Billy about this, because
okay.
All the felonies and adoptions, I have CDs, I have, you know, almost $2 million in money.
As far as you know, Karen, has there been any issue, though?
No, there hasn't, but that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm getting from both ends that they want to wait until
that's fine.
We have the new sheriff.
But just like James said, we need somewhere to put a master key where two people go and get that key. And there's two people.
Okay. Item 6 is going to be tabled today. Item 7 was the health care expenses for the inmate, which we've already handled. Item 8 is discuss and take action to allow volunteers to provide reception at swearing-in ceremony in the courthouse on December the 30th. And this request was from Ms. McMahon. And for East Texans for Liberty, and they want to set up a table down in the lobby.
On the 30th, or are we swearing in on the 1st?
We're swearing in on the 30th, after Commissioner's Court, 10 a.m.
What did I see this morning on the 1st, that we were doing something else on the 1st? What came across my desk today?
He
said something about swearing in.
Oh, you had that note.
The 1st is on Sunday.
Yeah.
I sent a memo out to everybody that said the formal swearing in would be at 10 a.m. on the 30th after Commissioner's Court.
I guess I read it wrong. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you're the man. I make a motion to allow them to have a reception for the families and all concerned. It would be a good idea.
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Barkas, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the reception on the 30th. And Mr. Dolly, Constable Dolly.
Judge, I think the Cherokee Road wanted to also, but the president is, as you know, her daughter's very sick, and she had to be turned out last night. So I'm not sure if the last I heard, they were willing to try to have a table set up
with refreshments and all. Is that okay?
I don't see a problem.
It's for anybody who wants to do that.
Actually, what we have it set up for, which is absolutely great, because we're not just asking for our group, but it's on signupgenius.com. You go under there under Usher County Inaugural Reception 2016, and you can add whatever you would like to bring to the deal. It's not for one particular group, it's for anybody. And I would like to give that information also to Philip, so he can put it in the newspaper for anyone that would like to contribute. This is for the elected officials as well as their families, for the support and sacrifice that they give our county.
And when you're saying contribute, you're not saying necessarily set up 7 tables down there or something?
That's pretty much it. It's just a table for drinks and a table for fruits.
If you have an individual that wants to furnish drinks or a business,
exactly,
or whatever,
exactly,
just anybody.
Exactly. All this is not whether you're Republican, Democrat, or anything. It's just because of the sacrifice of the elected officials as well as their families.
That's the way the motion would read.
That's why yeah, I put it on the agenda the way it is.
Not
okay, Constable.
Yes, sir. You understand, I'm kind of out of the loop.
I understand.
I know the seriousness of what's going on here, and I'm just making sure.
Okay, yeah, okay. I made the motion, and Paula seconded it.
So the motion by Commissioner Barkas, seconded by Commissioner Gentry, is to allow all volunteers to provide the reception at swearing in. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And Philip, there will probably be 200-250 people here that morning, because all of the sheriff deputies have to be sworn in with the new sheriff at the same time. So there will be a lot of people here with their families. Item 9 is discuss and take action to assign Reserve Deputy Constable Gene Krutzinger a vehicle and provide for all associated expenses involved.
I request this be tabled for right now. We're working on some additional information that's come to light, so we need a little bit more time.
All right, item 9 will be tabled for today.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.